The vulnerability of the individual to American social forces is a theme running through many of the plays of Arthur Miller. In his only novel, Focus, Miller examined the dark side of the country through the eyes of a man who becomes the target of misdirected prejudice during World War II. The book, written in the early 40s, has been made into a movie by fledgling director Neil Slavin. New York City's mayor-elect Michael Bloomberg bankrolled the project, and Miller's son, Robert, produced it. Iris Mann reports.
Focus is the story of a timid man who becomes the victim of violent anti-Semitism when a new pair of glasses supposedly makes him look Jewish to his neighbors. In the film, the man is played by actor William Macy, his wife by Laura Dern. At one point, she urges him to attend a neighborhood meeting to convince the bigots he's one of them.
It's gonna get real dangerous. Okay, they got rifles, they got bombs. Fred's got rifles.
Fred goes hunting.
And revolvers, Lily? You go hunting with revolvers? They're drawing a ring around us. Now, you don't have to do this, but then we have to move right now.
But we're not Jews!
Arthur Miller explains that he wrote the novel, Focus, during World War II, at a time when there was a deepening anxiety among Jews over anti-Semitism in New York and around the country. He recalls want ads that specified Christians or whites only, and colleges that had quotas for Jews. Everybody knew about it, he says, and nobody talked about it.
When Hitler came in Germany and started this outrageous kind of Jew baiting, it changed matters. It aroused some loonies here in America. By that time, I had a little experience myself in various places in the United States, which was very wounding. But more than that, it was alarming, because one feared fascism then. It was spreading all over Europe, but everything was up for grabs, so to speak. So the book came out of that kind of an atmosphere.
The book had a profound effect on director Neil Slavin, who first read it in the early 1960s when he was an art student in New York.
Even though we were kind of 5 or so years before the civil rights movement, there was a real strong message here. The message about racial and visual antagonisms and profiling. Suddenly I realized this is an incredible story, and I just got pulled into it, and I vowed to myself when I was however old, 22 or whatever, that someday I would make a movie out of this. I'd make a film, and somehow 30 years later, the time came.
After coaxing Miller's phone number out of a friend, not realizing it was listed in the phone book, Slavin contacted the author and campaigned for the film rights. But Miller was hesitant. He felt the novel might seem dated, and Slavin had never directed a movie before.
However, I finally read such a passion in him that I figured that passion transforms things, especially in the arts. The objective facts gradually mean nothing. You need a crazy man who really thinks that this is the most important thing he can do with his life, and then that transforms everything.
Miller considers the social statement the most interesting part of the work, but director Neil Slavin was also fascinated by the personal story of a weak man who capitulates to the thugs around him.
You know we're planning to put the fear of God into them Jaimes, don't you? We're going to drive them off the block.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yes, you said.
We got a really big organization here, Norman.
Yes?
Yeah, and when the boys get home, they're going to be looking for an organization that gives them what they want. They're not going to be standing for a lot of kikes taking all the jobs and businesses.
No, not.
Newman, we're getting more people in every day. And when we get enough, that's when we're going to make our move. We're getting one of them meetings up pretty soon again. You going to come this time or not?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess. He's a man that has lived a life of going along with the crowd, so to speak. He's the perfect person for that kind of thing. Suddenly, he gets a pair of glasses, and the glasses suddenly make him, it puts his back up against the wall, and finally, not until the end, does he see really what's going on, and he can't help himself anymore, and there is change in his life. The glasses are a metaphor. It's a metaphor for seeing clearer and not wanting to see.
Unfortunately, several film critics haven't seen it that way. While some praised the movie, others complained that wearing glasses is a weak peg on which to hang the action, and further, that few actors look less Jewish than the two leads. Robert Miller, the film's producer and Arthur Miller's son, says they miss the point because the film is a fable. At the same time, it's only too real for him as it was for his dad when he wrote the novel more than 50 years ago.
To imagine that this country, who presumably was fighting that war about, again, presumably, and one could argue what our reasons for being in that war were about such things as racial intolerance, concurrent to that, we are here in this country practicing almost the same intolerance, was really hard for me to even grasp until I saw it over and over again, based upon Neil's research, based upon what Dad and I talked about, that distilled all of this. And it may be, I hate to say it, but as I get older, I probably would be smarter to say it may never be behind us. It's human nature, which is why this movie and this story and this conversation is both salient and compelling.
Producer Robert Miller. After writing Focus, his father, Arthur Miller, returned to the theater. He wrote two of his best-known works, All My Sons and Death of a Salesman, before taking up a variation on the theme of Focus. In The Crucible, he addressed the fascism of Senator Joseph McCarthy through a story about the Salem witch hunts. The film version of Focus is now showing in theaters around the country. For NPR News, this is Iris Mann in Los Angeles.